addiction, recovery, and the reentry chaplain's role. In reentry and restoration chaplaincy, addiction and recovery often appear close to the surface. Some returning citizens are rebuilding life while also fighting old habits, cravings, shame, loneliness, grief, and pressure from former relationships. Some are sober today but afraid of tonight. Some are in recovery programs. Some are tired of relapse cycles. Some are spiritually hungry and still emotionally exhausted. A reentry and restoration chaplain must care wisely. The chaplain is not an addiction counselor, therapist, recovery sponsor, parole officer, probation officer, medical provider, or treatment specialist. The chaplain's role is spiritual care, steady presence, prayer by permission, scripture with consent, encouragement toward support, and referral-aware wisdom. Addiction should not be reduced to only moral failure. It can involve embodied habits, trauma echoes, relational wounds, spiritual emptiness, chemical dependence, social environments, and survival patterns. But addiction should not be treated as if moral agency does not matter either. Choices matter. Honesty matters. Accountability matters. Support matters. A helpful chaplain posture is this: this struggle is real, and your choices still matter. That phrase avoids shame and avoids denial. A returning citizen may say, "I'm sober today, but I don't know if I can make it through tonight." The chaplain should not respond with a quick cliche like, "Just pray harder." Prayer matters deeply, but prayer should not be used to avoid practical support. A wiser response might be, "Thank you for telling me before tonight. Who is part of your recovery support? Who can you call right now? Would you like me to pray with you as you take that next step?" The chaplain helps the person move toward the right support circle. That circle may include recovery meetings, sponsors, mentors, counselors, medical providers, church leaders, soul center leaders, reentry staff, family when safe, and trusted Christian community. The chaplain should avoid rescuing. Do not become the person's only emergency contact. Do not offer secret rides, hidden money, private overnight help, or unaccountable meetings. Recovery needs truth, structure, and community. The chaplain can offer scripture with permission. 1 Corinthians 10:13 reminds believers that God is faithful in temptation, but that scripture should be shared with humility, not as a slogan. The person may need prayer, a phone call to a sponsor, a ride arranged through the program, emergency care, or a safer environment. Addiction and recovery ministry requires compassion with clarity. The reentry and restoration chaplain says, "You are not alone. You are not beyond help. Let's take the next faithful step towards support, truth, and life." That is not treatment. That is faithful chaplaincy.